Part 4. Snapping its jaws, the nightmare struggles under the bands of light that Wyatt's weave and power created. He and Oliver exchange a fist bump.
Nice! Oliver says with a nod.
Yep, Wyatt replies, as cool as possible.
Are you boys done? Sophia asks.
Standing on the library stairs, she crosses her arms and holds a piece of paper in hand. She's trying to look serious, but her smile gives her away.
Yeah, Oliver answers. Did you figure out the cipher?
Sure did, Sophia grins.
We have to go to the forest.
Let's go.
Wait,
what about the nightmare?
Wyatt asks.
You just want to leave it here?
Sophia sighs and glances around impatiently.
Look, Mentor Zhu is over at the shops, she says.
Wyatt, you get her to come take care of it. Oliver and I will start heading to the forest. Meet us there.
Wyatt gives the thumbs up and races to Mentor Zhu.
He finds her waiting for him.
Looks like you handled that nightmare well, she states in her elegantly warm way.
Yeah,
piece of cake, Wyatt shrugs.
Can you take care of it now so we can get back to the scavenger hunt?
Of course, she replies. Off to the next clue.
To the forest.
Yep, Wyatt states.
Then, realizing Zhu's expression shifted unsettlingly, asks,
Is something wrong?
Zhu pauses.
Then, deliberately, she answers,
I am not allowed to interfere in the hunt. But Wyatt...
Yeah?
You're on that team for a reason.
Find that reason and be what you need to be.
Finally! There you are, Wyatt!
Oliver calls as he arrives at the forest's edge.
Everything okay?
Sophia asks, seeing Wyatt's concerned expression.
Yeah, basically, Wyatt begins.
Are you guys sure we're supposed to go to the forest?
Well, Sophia showed me the cipher, Oliver answers. It's really clear.
It talks about a hidden path in the forest that's blocked by a barrier, Sophia adds.
Then she taps at the air at the edge of the forest, and her hand reveals an invisible door that glows at her touch.
And here it is! But it's locked, and we need to solve a puzzle to open it.
Okay, that's hard to argue against, says Wyatt.
I just don't feel right about it.
Because of the line number from the first clue? Asks Oliver.
Yeah, and more, Wyatt begins. Like, why was there only one envelope if there is more than one team? And when I mentioned the forest to Zhu, she seemed surprised.
Do you think she's just surprised that we figured it out that fast?
Questions Sophia.
I don't think so, Wyatt responds.
Look, I just have a bad feeling about it, okay?
Sophia and Oliver pause.
Okay. That's fair, says Sophia calmly. I know I've been running at full speed with this, so I'm sorry about that, but I think this is the right way.
Oliver pats Wyatt on the shoulder.
How about we solve this puzzle, go a while into the forest, and if you're still feeling off about it, we'll head back.
Wyatt considers the option. Feeling the weight of the juggling balls in his pocket, he wishes he could just pull them out to help himself think. But he doesn't have that luxury. He needs to make a decision.
Maybe they're right. And what's the harm in going just a little farther?
If I'm right, it won't be my fault if we lose the contest, and if I'm wrong, maybe we'll actually win.
With a nod, Wyatt returns a smile.
Deal. Now, let's open this door.
Stop. Open puzzle packet number 4. proceed after solving the puzzle.